Daily, YDBT Daily, coming at you every Thursday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on this channel. Tuesdays is Talking Shit, and Sunday is The Peasant Chat. Today, I'm going to talk about choice. I'm a big Matrix fan. I am 46 years old, so a lot of guys that are our age, Gen Xers, The Matrix came out when we were in our 20s, just like a bunch of you homos were around when Fast and the Furious was coming out. You guys were in love with that shit. But The Matrix, for whatever reason, changed a lot of our minds as to how the world operated. Conspiracy theorists all love that. And to this day, it's used as some of the ways to describe how the world operates. So in this case, it is funny because I was actually just watching it in the background at work. I just put it on the back. I don't even have a TV. I just put it on the living room and just hear it. And the part on Reloaded, where Neo is talking to the creator, and he has to choose between Trinity, his love interest, and the rest of humanity, he chooses Trinity. And he did say that the problem is choice. Now, I started thinking about that. I go, you know what's funny about the 24 Mustang? I said it was a dud because it didn't perform as good as the 23. And that's been proven. That's 100% proven. There's many videos all over the internet of previous Gen 3s beating the crap out of Gen 4s. And the other reason it's a dud is because you cannot grow with it. Bear with me. A lot of you guys that want to get into the Mustang game can probably afford a brand new Mustang. The financing is easier on a brand new Mustang. But let's be honest, 18 through 23, you can go all the way to an 8-second or even a 7-second combo if you have the money, the wherewithal, and the drive if you choose to do so. But you also want the latest and greatest. And the problem with wanting the latest and greatest is you are stuck with choosing. Is the best I'm ever going to be able to do with a 24 Mustang is a 9-second time slip with octane booster and a Whipple? Or do I want to have the options of choosing? That's right, having a choice. Whether I want to do NA, CJ, cams, ID1000s, E85 tuning, turbos, centrifugal, or nitrous. The problem is choice. You don't have many choices with the 24 Mustang. And there's only one person to blame, or one company, and it's Ford. Ford fucked you out of choosing what to do with your car on Gen 4. They basically said, we're going to allow only one manufacturer to have access to the tuning. That manufacturer has a blower that not everyone loves, because if you look at the tuning queue, ESS, by far, guys, it's not even close, okay? If ESS sells 20 kits, it's 20 to 1 Whipple. And the tuning, because we are the highest volume tuning company on the Ford side, when we see a trend, it's all ESS and maybe one or two Whipples sprinkled in, we start going, everyone is choosing the ESS. You can make good power, the price is right, the mounting is cake, and you have tons of options. G2, G3, G3X, G4. You can have a G3 intercooler, G4 intercooler. The mounting is great. You don't have to chop up the motor, nothing. You literally use your long block and you bolt a bracket to the side and go crazy. And guys have gone fours, 60 to 130, and that's what most people want to do. So the problem is choice. Ford took the choice away from you. You are now living in a basically dictatorship. If you want the latest and greatest, you will have an NA car that you have to gut and put $15,000 of suspension in to go fast, or a Whipple, and that's it. And then they will claim horsepower numbers with 93 and octane booster, which is still hilarious to me. And then they say that the Stage 2 kit is not emissions legal. How can a CARB EO kit offer non-emissions legal tuning and state so on their website? Absolutely mind blown. We will talk about that, but not before Mr. Bill O'Reilly says hello to the people here.
Okay. We'll do it live.
Okay.
We'll do it live. Fuck it. Do it live. I'll write it and we'll do it live. Right. Fucking thing sucks.
Yes. It does suck. P-Mask, Nick James, and P-Mask soon to come out with the D-Mask. Why not? Make it a marketing ploy. P-Mask, fuck Carbio stuff. They can get away with it. Why can't you? Dean Halfformance, DeanHalfformance.com. Get all of your kits there. Fuck anyone else. injectors, fuel system, wheels, tires, cups you gotta wait 10 weeks for delivery on. NeedHotPerformance.com. PartPartPartTime.com. He's still out there touring the whole United States in his Porsche, doing some kind of lap around America. Check it out. And check out his website for used parts, wheels, tires, rear ends, engine, pullouts, transmissions, you name it, he's got it. Calamar Transmission, he is having a nightmare of a time with my Corvette. It's pretty much a brand new car because he has to replace everything in it. Calamar Transmission. Bellac! Got with them on the Fairmount wheels. He told me what to do. I'm going to be selling the notchback wheels. Bellac is Caleb backwards, and I'm not a drug dealer, and he sells to me. That's right. Toyota Solution. Rami Zadon, Toyota Solution. Doing well now. Paid it, brother. I love that. And MFP, MFP of Australia. Hey, MFP. I got people that are hitting you up about crank supports. Can you answer your emails and texts and Facebook page? If somebody reaches out to you on the Facebook page and you don't reply, guess who they hit up? They hit me up because I represent your shit. Coyote Fury, Leon Fels, Marquise, Mark Christensen, El Boss, one of one RTL 2000 MCR, Wings, Elva Galarga, Craig Bill, RoboStyle, Gallo Bravo, Dixon, Joe Swiss, Ignacio Ramirez, Bryson Witt, Travis, Joe Swiss, JD Swag in the house. B. Lavesh, Money 540, T. Nelson, Mendoza County, Mike W., Bryson Witt again. Bryson Witt giving up the Patreon link. I love it. T. Nelson, Boxy Luxury Douche, did it. Naldo, Richard Whedon, El Verga Larga, Diego, Clint Stroke, T. Nelson, Diego, J., EPA, Smoking, ZX14, Valley 10-speed, 2Js, Ignacio Ramirez, says 2Js and 50s. Ignacio Ramirez, D-Rock, Fox, Manic 50, South Detroit Entertainment, 50 Stallion, Big Jake, Brandon Horton, Wagon, TJ Dog and Company, I guess. Nazo, Matt Oliver, Hey Chiffy, Grad, Evil Galarga, Boxy Luxury, Wack and Mike, 101 RTR, Built Boosted, BBL Drizzy in the house, Joe Swish, Whipple 50, Deuce Machina, Wagon, Josh Roy, Tony Dominguez, Savar Martner, Smoking ZX14, Alfredo Morales, Pacho Cornfed, Kyle, Lupo Martinez, T.J. Sikorsky, Skin Lab says nope, La Pulga, Rodney Big L, Brian Venatter, and all the usual suspects. Thank you guys so much. Desert 1320 says, in for a life. Sam 50 says, thank God you said it and not me. What are you talking about? Hello, hello, hola, senor, sup, Amring, and hello, hello. So before we go into that, we have some insanely loyal followers, and they put me on to something. So are we, the people that watch this live stream, I want to take a quick poll with the people that watch this live stream, right? Do you watch this live stream just to learn Coyote stuff? Do you watch this live stream because you just like Ford stuff? Or are you a part of the fucking Amory, right? I think there's a lot of casuals on this chat and on this chat in general. A lot of people that watch just because they want information. But there are people that are on my Patreon. Now, when you're on my Patreon, I go, Jesus, that means they support me and whoever I don't fucks with, I would hope that they don't fucks with, because that's how I roll. If I have someone that I support hardcore, just like you saw what happened with the Ghost Off podcast, the dude was out there, you know, talking mad noise, people that went on his podcast that talk shit about me. I associated the podcast with bullshit, and anyone that goes on it, I don't fucks with. Just plain and simple. So I'm wondering if there are people here that are just casuals and watch, like he says, just to be entertained, not necessarily the Amory, just general knowledge. But I know for a fact that people watch my shit and also comment on all of my ops' shit. That's right. People that watch my shit also watch a lot of my ops' shit and fanboy and ask about it. And I have some loyal followers, and they're like, bro, I love you, and I don't mean to be like weird, but these guys are on your chat asking all these questions, and then they go on your ops' chat and ask the exact same questions. And I'm like, well, maybe they're casuals. No. After looking at some of the names, because they were named, I'm like, they're on my Patreon. They're out there, you know, popping off on my Patreon and, you know, trying to be in. So now, this is what could happen. On my Patreon, I would think you are the most loyal followers. On my Patreon, I talk that shit. On my Patreon, I call motherfuckers out. On my Patreon, I say what I gotta say. I don't mince words. It is what it is. Do you know what I'm saying? So when somebody I thought is paying a $15 nut a month to be part of the Amory, and these motherfuckers are out there potentially just looking at the Patreon to maybe report back, because it's weird, right? I wouldn't pay on for somebody's Patreon to then look at it to get information and maybe use it as a, I don't know, bargaining chip, as an information. It's almost like snitching. It's a little weird to me. But yes, there have been people that have been part of FLKA stuff, part of Palm Beach Dino's live streams, and I'm like, maybe they're just casuals. So thank you for the people that hit me up, gave me a list of names, and I have the names here, and I'm not going to mention them yet because, you know, what happens is when you get a guilty conscience, you hit me up on the backside, hey, and they go, hey, Alex, I swear to God, I'm just trying to get information because I'm wanting to see if they self-snitch, and then if you're on my Patreon and I see you're double-dipping into some people that I don't fucks with, no problem, I'll just clip it, send you on your way, give you your $15 back, and vaya con Dios. So let's talk about choice. Choice. Yeah, there's a little weird stuff happening, Bondo Bird, about ops incognito, and then they're on the other ops' chats, and I'm like, eh, whatever. You know, I think they're casuals. But if they're on my Patreon, I'm watching them. So let's say you are a Mustang fan, and you literally love the fact that Ford is the last V8 standing, and you use that as a argument. Oh, Camaro's dead. Fuck you. Cool. I guess that's a good angle. And you're like, I can't wait for this thing to become tunable. And I'm like, I am telling you, it's going to be years. And let's say you're in the market and you start hearing me or other people and go, hey, I want to get into this Mustang game, but I don't want to fucks with the old stuff. I don't want to fucks with the 11 through 14 stuff. 15 to 17 is kind of clapped out too. And let's be honest, they kind of are. I might as well get a new one and apply Alex's and Lund's theories to that. Okay, so then you buy it, then you figure out there you can't do anything but a Whipple. NA, headers, splashy 30 like a dumbass. And that's it. And then aside from gutting it, putting wheels, tires, tiny brake company brakes, tiny brake manufacturer brakes. By the way, they're making street sets. I think it's hilarious. And then you're going to be like, well, it's an 11-second car. Tens if I super duper gut it. If I want to go nines or quicker, I only have one option. And the problem is choice. 23 and under, you can choose to do whatever the hell you want. Whatever the hell you want. So, centrifugal, nitrous, E85, CJ, Boss, whatever you want to do. Manual stick. You know, we have Ghost Cam tunes and other things that you can do on the tuning front. So when I told you that this thing's a dud, a lot of people started using the dud as like, he's so stupid. This car is way better than the previous generation. It's not a dud. And they use a dud as an ironic kind of naming. But then when you figure it out that it is a dud, when you're whippled out, E30'd out, all done, guys with a 23 and under have way more options, can go faster with less, can run E85, 1,000cc injectors, shove twin turbos on it tonight, and have a whole bunch of fun. But a lot of people, they just need to be in the now. Why? Because they sell parts. Everyone that rah-rahs the 24 Mustang sells parts. Why don't we rah-rah the 24 Mustang? You can't do shit with it. So why would we rah-rah the car? Why would we sit there and cheerlead the car when you can't do anything with it? So we tell the customer, 23 and under, and you're good. Or, like I mentioned in many other podcasts, swaps, swaps, swaps. Now, the problem with swaps is this. You can't take Fox body mentality and transfer it over to swaps. You can't be, I'm not going to put the O2s in. You have to put the O2s in. I've had so many people with swaps forget to plug in the O2s. Because on their Fox bodies, they didn't have to plug in their O2s. No, this is a modern engine, very technologically advanced, and you're shoving it in a shit-ass chassis. So the problem is, they bring their shit-ass build process, transferred over to Coyote. What do? They go to a junkyard. And then, they get an F-150 motor, because that's the cheapest one. And then, they don't bother to rebuild it, because they have the LS mentality. They slap it all together, and then go, well, it's running badly, I'm sure a tune can fix it. And then when we say, Your cams aren't processing. Half of your sensors are not connected. Your fuel injectors don't even, it's lean on one bank and not and rich on the other. Your O2s are crisscrossed. I mean, what'd you get here? Well, can't you just tune around it? No. So the problem is choice. Now, you know that if you want to modify your vehicle, unless you're buying a $10,000 to $12,000 Ripple kit, 24 Mustang out of the equation. See you later. Bye. Take the 24 Mustang. Get it out of your life. It's out of the equation. Unless you like Whipple, octane boosted, bullshit number, 93 octane boosted numbers on stage two. And they'll give, and the people that are the loudest are the people that got free shit. Street speed. I'm sure Derek Barron's going to get a Whipple because he already got a fucking exhaust. So I'm like, he's done. Right? Because he's just clout chasing. Cool. He said, oh, it's a business mindset. No, it's a clout chasing mindset. Because once you go Whipple, you're done. Now, the problem is choice. But the problem also is you cannot bring your, let's just say, LS mentality and Fox Body mentality over to the Coyote game. A lot of new tunes have shown up on our queue. Tons. All 23 and under. Believe it or not, 11 to 14 is the most... platform, it's the platform with the most growth. I can't believe there's even stock 11 to 14s anymore. I'm blown away that I bought one. But guess what I've seen in my queue? Tons of Gen 1 Mustangs. NA, just tune only. And I'm like, whoa. So what does that tell me based on the trends if I work for the highest volume Ford tuning company on the planet? People are not opting in on the 24 Mustang. People would rather build an 11 to 14 or 18 to 23. Gen 2, I don't know why they avoid it. I think that's the best one. Or maybe there just aren't many like that available to buy that aren't super clapped out and stanced out and dumb shit. So they go to swaps. Now, the reason I mentioned swaps is because today we got a fucking doozy. Gen 2 motor in a Gran Torino. And I'm telling you guys, if you're squeamish, please do not look at your TV screen or your computer or your phone. If you're squeamish, please do not look here. So this is a Torino, right? And it's fine. You know, it's got typical swap stuff where there's wires everywhere and breathers and, you know, looks pretty typical. But then, you know, got wires over here. But then, you know, this it kind of falls apart right here. Can you guys spot the problem? Do you guys see any issue anywhere? So you need to understand the MAF sensor lives in a slot that has, I think he super glued it on. It lives in a nice little MAF slot that has a little tiny thin gasket around it, and it's nice and flat. And this is the Roush intake. But apparently, he wanted to go top down, super glued it on, and one of our tuners was having trouble tuning it. And they're like, yeah, let me see a picture of your engine bay. Let me see a picture of your engine bay. Understand, guys, when a tuner says, let me see a picture of your engine bay, they're expecting something to be super fucked up. So when you're getting tuned by Lund, if we get to the point of people saying, let me see a picture of your engine bay, please, please, please make sure the MAF sensor is not at the 12 o'clock position in an oval part, super glued on to the elbow. Please. That'd be pretty awesome. Again, the problem is choice. So tell me, did you ever consider a 24 Mustang? And if you did, knowing that the only blower option or the only supercharger or the only power adder option is full of guys that are just faking the funk, telling you that it's making this on 93 with octane booster. And you're like, God damn it, I want a centrifugal. God damn it, I want turbos. Why can't they open up the tuning? Ford made a deal with the devil. You can't blame Whipple. Whipple's doing what they do. But the fact that Ford only allowed them access, not Roush, not anyone else, so far, and not opening up to the biggest volume tuner on the planet. Could you imagine 24 Mustang tuning is opened up tomorrow? Do you think anyone's buying Whipples? No, they're all buying ESS kits. They're all buying ESS kits. ESS will make it go through both throttle bodies. They're all going to buy twin turbos and shove them both into the throttle bodies. Most people are going to opt for centrifugal stuff because that's just what I see in the tuning queue. They opt for centrifugal, Paxton, Vortec, or ESS, or twin turbos. Whipple seems to be bringing up the rear. And obviously, no TVSs are relevant anymore since VMP waved the white flag and pretty much became Whipple's bitch. And that's where we're at. His intake has warts. The only reason to buy a 24, says Elverga Larga, is if you really like the body style and want a specific trim package and color, you're willing to wait and hope tuning becomes available. Right. If you're willing to float the payment for 2 years, and you definitely want turbos or centrifugal, that's a great option. New-ish, it might report back to, you know, Ford, but, you know, it's got the latest and greatest technology, the latest and greatest sync, so you can ride around with the newest, latest, and greatest thing. Typically, the first year of any vehicle is not the best. Typically, the first year of any vehicle has issues and recalls, and we've already seen recalls with the sync system. Ben Calmer got rid of his. Ben Calmer had a 24 Mustang, did the transmission stuff, made sure the transmission stuff worked, and he's like, okay, sell it. The dealer is going to give me money back for it because the sync system stopped working. When I'm driving, the rear view camera just turns on for no reason. And I'm like, yeah, that's kind of the problem with the early production models, that they're working out the glitches. It's the first one. They're going to recall it to death. The 10R80 is still the 10R80. See, a lot of people think that the new 10R80 is different mechanically than the old 10R80. Now, if it's different mechanically, it's probably like a lead frame or valve body or something silly. But the layout of the 10R80 is identical. The moment you start putting good power to it, it's going to become an issue. I guarantee Whipple's calibration has a ton of torque reduction in it. It doesn't slam into gear. There, if you put it in drag mode, it'll bump you a little harder, but there's still torque reduction in it. I'm sure spark cut, fuel cut, or throttle cut to save it, because they're not going to give you a calibration that destroys the transmission potentially. I'm 4GT. It's about 50,000 miles on the clock, and I'm here supporting this channel. I don't fuck with 24 Mustang. Won't even consider owning one. 24 Mustang, says Peter Galves. Hell no. I work at a Ford dealer. I know the quality of Ford sync system. That's the other thing. People are not realizing that Ford's product has gone downhill, not just because I say so. It's just because it's just a matter of fact. Ford even said that their quality or the quality control could be better. And a lot of people are just, I don't know whether they think I'm just lying or whatever, but Ford is telling you, yeah, we've had challenges. It should be better, and it's not better, and you know, we're aiming to make it better. And you guys are still buying them and wondering why they suck. Imagine Ford telling you, this car's not that good, and our process needs to be streamlined. And you're like, you son of a bitch, I'm in. I'm buying it. S650 is cheeks. Yep, waiting for my ESS 24. I agree. I can see it now. Dual torque storms S650 Procharger made a kit and it looks like shit. Oh my God. It's Procharger. What the fuck do you expect? Procharger to me is like a hair above on three. They make power. They also make a lot of heat. They make power. They also make a ton of heat. The intercooler isn't great, but they make power. So at the end of the day, the customer doesn't give two shits about quality. If they did, they wouldn't buy a Mustang. Let's be honest. If they cared about something that was, at the time, engineered well, they'd buy a Gen 2 Mustang. And I know I'm beating a dead horse saying Gen 2 Mustang, Gen 2 Mustang, Gen 2 Mustang. I'm sorry. When it comes to being a triathlete, you can drag race, road race, NA, turbo, supercharge, you name it, an S550, whether it be 15 through 23. Same with the C8 Corvette. People would buy them out of state to avoid California tax. I'd have to smog them so they can register the car, and many would have transmission codes with under 100 miles on the dash. That's just too bad. Yeah, I hope they're on timeout. They better not be in here. I don't want them. I don't want them at all on this channel, because the guy literally clout chased. Everyone on Facebook used that live stream to clout chase. Oh my God, this guy doesn't know what he's talking about. Then they post a video of literally regurgitating what I say. It doesn't fucking matter. It doesn't fucking matter if you use Octane Booster. Nothing matters. You understand? You might as well put race gas in it and then say 93 octane. Same thing. Would you ever, as a sales tactic, say it's on 93, but in reality has Q16 or Sunoco 260 GT in it? Would you ever think of doing that with a straight face and living with yourself? Yes. They're sales guys. You know how you know a sales guy's lying to you? His fucking lips are moving, dude. Stop it. So if you have a new Patreon supporters that watch PBD live stream just to seek information, you remove them? Fuck yes. What information are they going to give you that I'm not? Go. Sounds like someone self-snitched. Let me look at the list. Sounds like someone has a guilty conscience. What information, Mendoza, can you get over there that you can't get over here? And if you say 7.3 Godzilla, you should just hand in your fucking subscription here. You should just hand it in. Hand it in. I don't mind you going over there, but if you're a Patreon subscriber and you're going to be buddy-buddy touching cheeks with an op, you don't think I'm going to have an issue with that? Because Patreon is for the hardcore, right? Patreon is for the hardcore people that want to get personalized service. Guys, that's not a Lund affiliation. So please get that out of your fucking head. This isn't a Lund affiliation. This is my channel. I work for Lund. No different than if I worked at Costco, I'd say, hey, I work at Costco, go get some business. But at the end of the day, Costco doesn't tell me what to do on my program. Pretty interesting that the guy self-snitched. I told you that would self-snitch. Alex, ProCharger or Paxton, I would never recommend a ProCharger ever on this channel, ever. Not only do I think the units don't have a great mounting system, I don't like their Stage 2 because it has an auxiliary pulley. I don't like the fact that they stole MFP of Australia's crank support design. I don't like the heat that they generate. I don't like the square math that they have on some of the intercoolers. Some of them put the math in the tube. They generate a lot of heat. They're generally not that good. They make power. Sure. See, this is the problem. A lot of you guys will go out there and be like, well, I saw a guy in Street Outlaws, Daddy Dave, won the Oklahoma Cash Streak. What the fuck's the stupid name of the shit that they do? Cash Street Day? What is it? Cash Days? Oh, Cash Days. Daddy Dave won Cash Days with a Pro Charger. Yeah, an F3R mounted on a Billet Noonan 4.8 liter bore Hemi. Please stop. Fuck. I'm learning English and watching the other podcast makes me less self-conscious. I like it. The inside scoop and behind the scenes shit. Exactly. See, if someone is out there saying, well, I'm going to go out there and watch another podcast, but be a Patreon subscriber. Patreon subscriber. You don't think I'm going to look at you a little sideways if some of the stuff being said on Patreon somehow bleeds its way back to the ops? You don't think I'm going to be a little weird about that? I got the names right here because I got some fucking loyal followers that they're like, hey, I saw a screenshot that someone put up, and in the screenshot, it had one of your members on it with a member badge, and I went back in to see who else is double dipping, and here are the names. And how many are there? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8 people that are members here that double dip. War in the Woods, exactly. Only reason not to watch PBD Livestream is to learn how to not give someone your GT500 to bounce off the walls at the track, says Nardi Mercado. Nardi Mercado said that. But it is funny. Yes, I work out too. I'm just ripping you. Got it. Kirkland Water, hand in your AMRI card, please. Badger, GT500 said, I don't understand the obsession of certain shops wanting to make ridiculous power. 12 pounds of boost on 93 is a stupid sales. We're past the point of believing anything anyone tells us. This channel has been telling you for a long time, anything above 700 rear wheel horsepower on any Coyote ever conceived on pump gas is in the danger zone. Okay? So then somebody else does it and you guys go, yeah, fucking Alex is wrong. And then you figure out there's cans of octane booster in the trash can. And you don't immediately dismiss that. You go, well, I still think it's cool that they did it on 93. You fuck. fucking idiot. It's not 93. My goodness. Bryson, I didn't know it was an issue. I never denied it, but I literally only went there to ask a few questions, nothing else. Okay, then I guess when Mendoza asks a question, I'll never answer it, right? Because if he's going to ask the same question to a guy that knows less than me, and he'll swear to God he knows more, I'm going to say, okay, then I'm not going to answer any of your questions. Like, didn't you win something in a contest too? Like, I'm blown away by that. Like, see, I'm loyal to a fault, maybe to the point of being to my detriment, but loyalty is everything to me. Dude, what the fuck? I'm not on Patreon and even wouldn't consider watching the other place. FLKA even stopped watching Winnie L. Pooh's podcast. Back in the day, snitches get stitches. Fuckers out here getting second opinions. Right, second opinions. As if the motherfucker's going to tell you something mind-blowing that you're not going to hear on this live stream. And that's okay. Look, you want to double dip? It's all good. This is another thing that happens, and it happens on my Patreon. If I give you some advice and you then fight me, then don't ask my advice. Go away. People say, hey, Alex, what do you think about this fuel system? I said, I've always said four innovations only. But what about VMPs? I've always said four innovations only. What about lethals? I've always said four innovations only. And then they get frustrated. They go, but why don't you just tell me what you think about these? What the fuck do you want me to tell you? Buy it. Go ahead. And then 3 months down the road, when a fucking fuse lets go or a relay and your fuel trims spike up, and I go, how about them apples, motherfucker? How about them apples, huh? With your arguing having ass. If you don't believe what I'm telling you and you need a second opinion, then you shouldn't be on this program. Why listen to me at all if you need to hear someone else say it in order to believe me in the first place? Like, I just stopped giving my opinion at that point. Nate Shift says, the other guy was telling people you can run E85 in a boosted car with a Detroit 400 pump and injectors. Thank you. Alex, the other guy said you can run E85 with a BAP and a Detroit 400 and a 1000cc injector. Oh, by all means, do it. Hey, Alex, I blew up my motor. Can I get a startup tune? Wait, how'd you blow up your motor? You're on pump gas, last I checked. No, I got tuned by them. Let's do that. Let's take it all the way. Let's involve Lund here. Let's say I'm tuning you through Lund. It's no different than you hitting me up on Patreon for advice. And then you ask me all these questions. And then I tell you this, 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 and this, and this, based on our vast experience. And then you go, I'm going to go to another tuner and see what he says. And he's like, oh my God, those guys don't know what they're talking about. You can totally run E85 with a booster pump and 1000cc injectors up to 10 PSI. No problem. Okay. Then you do it. It blows up. Then you come back to me and go, hey, my motor blew up. Why did it blow up? Well, I got tuned by the op. I'm like, so why should I fuck with you? Because I don't know what you're doing. I got your part order 3 days out, so I'm doing this. Ben Callum's hitting me up. He's probably having a crisis with the Corvette. He is just having the worst time on the planet. That's racing, right? And that's the other thing. So I'm hearing through the grapevine that homeboy who fucked with my motor, right? I haven't talked about him much here, except to mention that the podcast that he was on was getting flamed by the Amory. And, you know, he must have mentioned it to somebody like, yeah, I don't like the fact that Alex is out there encouraging all these fucking guys. I'm not encouraging shit. I'm telling people what experience I had. And the only way to rectify that situation is $5,000. But the reason I don't reach out to you on email and ask for money is because if I hear the fucking word no, it's hit the red button. Nuclear. Nuclear. All the shit comes out. So I'm not gonna, I know myself enough to not ask for it, but a check should show up. $5,000's nice. $5,000's a nice amount because, shit, all I got was pistons and a motor that didn't work. And that's what it's costing me to get it back up and running. And the labor. Fuck me, the labor. Let's not even talk about the labor. Oh, was there oil leaking from the Corvette? It was the power steering hose. Nothing crazy. I have Netflix and Disney Plus. I watch NBC and Fox Clips. Can't watch Luke without Darth Vader. 100% prefer your channel and take your word on everything. Yeah, no, fuck you. I don't subscribe to any of that shit. You're either a Kendrick guy or a Drake guy. You're not a both guy. If you're concerned about breaking the bank, don't get into cars. I agree. I've watched that other shit once, and as soon as what Alex said was verified, I knew the Amory was on its way. Alex isn't customers always right. He's customers always being dumb. So, I'm trying to think of an example of who I would ask. Okay, Alec Bledsoe, right? When I want to know anything LT, ZR1, CTSV, Camaro, Chevy stuff, I go to Alec Bledsoe of Late Model Performance of MD. And I say, Alec Bledsoe, what do you think of X? And he goes, fuck that shit. I wouldn't fuck with it. Say less. Why? He's done it. He's done it all. He's tuned all combos. I've seen the work. And I trust him. And he's a young man. And I trust him. So when he says something, I don't go, but what do you think about? What about this? And we share notes. I go, hey, I got this intake. This is the math curve. Da, da, da. You know, what do you think about this? Do you have any advice? Yeah, do this. Tried it. Okay, hey, it worked out. Thank you. Appreciate you. Greg Kong, same thing about porting and stuff. You don't see me going, hey, I think you should port it different. Why do you do it this way? I just send him the shit and he does it. Ben Callimer, here's a transmission. Just do it. I'm not going to have input on that shit. They are the experts. So if you're paying a $15 a month monthly nut, hitting me up, and then arguing with me, I mean, I'm just liable to go, here's your money back. You're not for me, bro. After he said Kendrick and Drake part, you motherfuckers better not go shoot up PBD. That was XL. That was The Weeknd that did that. Alex, when Alex goes into the industry, it's BBL Drizzy. I'm a Diddy guy. Do you know what I'm saying? I'm a Diddy guy personally checking in late. Sean, Mr. Voodoo says, gonna send my 350 transfer Calamar as soon as I'm telling him Alejandro sent me. Yes. Guys, understand this. The new Mustangs, especially the Dark Horse, has a 3160. The D4 MT82, I think, has a different starter location on the 24 Mustang. GT350 transmissions, GT500 transmissions, 11 to 14 MT82s, 15 to 17 MT82s, and 18 to 23 MT82s. Ben Callimer does them all. And when you go there, if you go there, and if you want to buy clutches, and if you want clutch recommendations, Ben Callimer races the clutches and transmissions he builds. So that's the guy you should be hitting up and say, hey, Alex sent me. Hey, the Amory sent me. Just do that. Because then he goes, fuck, thank God. Now I know where most of these people get their recommendation from. And then I can turn around and say, hey, Alex, I appreciate you. Most of the guys that come in the door are Amory guys, and I'd like to do something for you. I'll take care of you on the Corvette. That's all I want. All I want is reciprocation, not money. Not money. Alec Bledsoe, he'd probably be like, bro, if you send something to me, I'll take care of you a little bit. And I'm like, no, charge me. He goes, no, I get it. You don't want to be given something for free, but I'll do a slight discount if you're cool with it. And I'm like, okay. So if I get my hands on a CTSV, by the way, the Corvette has taught me never to buy an old vehicle and expect minimal problems, especially on an intricate vehicle like the Corvette. I knew what I was getting involved with when I got the Corvette. Nothing with the guy that sold it to me. It was great. If I would have kept it stock, it would have lasted another, 100,000 miles and I wouldn't have had an issue. But I wanted to modify it and I wanted to get out there and start making some power. And once the transmission let go, I go, fuck, here we go. If I want to do E85, I got to drop the torque tube. If I got to drop the torque tube, I got to take the headers out. If I take the headers out, I might strip a fucking bolt in the cylinder head. It's a whole thing. Corvettes are not Mustangs. So if I am to buy a CTSV 3 one day, it would be a bone stock one. I don't think I would ever buy an already modified one unless Alec Bledsoe said, this is the one to get. Alex, I built this one. Got a baller fucking tank. It's got a baller cam. Good fuel system. It's already a 9-second car. The guy got bored with it. He only wants 70. He only wants 65. He only wants 60. That's the only way I would buy an aftermarket modified car. Calamar transmission for the win. Calamar's a wizard. They changed the belt housing for 24 and up. So good luck for trying to do a Magnum swap if that's what you want to do. Top man Roman. Top man Roman. Love the vids. Got a 13 GT500. Want to keep it 91 octane for now. What mods do you recommend? Parts wise. Thank you. Looking forward for going with Lund after I get all the parts. So top man Roman. I've had a lot of guys hit me up about GT500. Alex, do you think the GT500 is a good option nowadays? Abso-fucking-lutely. If your goal is to be 850 and under, no built motors, no bullshit, a GT500 is a wonderful option. There are stock motor guys in the nines on GT500s, okay? And that motor is a little fragile. It's big and robust, but when you start really zinging it in RPM, it can be a problem. I've seen many 9-second stick shift GT500s. You already get a 5.8 overhead, dual overhead cam motor with locked cam, so you don't have to worry about bullshit, with proper keys that aren't filed down by a bunch of stupid-ass sons of bitches in the industry that think they know more about me on retention and drives and drive systems. You don't know a half, a quarter of the shit I know about drive systems. I don't give a fuck how many 4.6s you've done, bitch. Bullshit, you know more than me. Bullshit, you know more than me about retention systems and drive systems. Stop it, stupid. Fuck out of here. Anyway, a GT500, in my opinion, is a great option. 07 to 09, they don't have widebands. But if you get a ZT2 box and an N-gauge, we can tune it, guys. We can tune it. We just need to see air fuel. You are a TVS blower, a 2.4 upper, an elbow, a PMAS 120, and a CJ65 from making 650 rear wheel. You understand? A Trinity blower or a VMP Gen 2 or Gen 2R if you can find one. PMAS 120, CJ65, MU52 injectors, 2.4 upper, 650 with a free flowing exhaust. 650 with a free flowing exhaust, bro. In and out. Done. Before the podcast and YouTube, we all read magazines to get our info. I wouldn't read one magazine or research info on site and believe it to be etched in stone. Savant Martin says, you tuned my first ESS, Yodi, and were honest from day one about what should I expect. I might not be a paid member, but that spine bullshit is some fuck shit. Keep it real, Alex. It's rare these days. What are you going to do? Why does my Gen 2 6R80 Whipple car slip sometimes cruising around lightly, shifter and sport? Is that just the RPM raise desired slip? Nope, that is a transmission issue, sir. It's on its way out. Vincent Moran says the trans temp get as high as 207 with the circle D. Should I run the super cool free flow thermal dick in there? I mean, if you want. 207 is a little high. Waiting on my Gen 2 MTD2 to break. I already talked to Calamar and mentioned you. I was just getting a quote. I like it. 5.8 is too expensive to build because pistons are $12,700 apparently. So, 07 to 09, 650, horse, no problem. Avoid the 2010 like the plague. Craig Bilt, bro, that seems like a self-snitch. What happened here? What did Craig Bilt say? Let me see. Before podcast, YouTube, every magazine, let me see. Yeah, there's number two. Bro, you guys are good. I told you they self-snitch. I didn't have to even name them. We already got two out of the eight. I haven't even... All I had to say was, bro, y'all double-dipping. We caught you. Why don't you stay quiet? I wasn't going to name names. But damn, you guys fucking self-snitch like a motherfucker. You would be terrible in a gang. Seen a 2008 GT500 with 8,000 miles for $35,000. I don't know if that's a good deal or not. The car didn't even have tint on it. Alex, what's the most favorable gear stack for a 17 GT with either a Whipple or G3X for rolls? T56 or Calamar Stage 3? Calamar Stage 3 all the time. The T56, you will need a crossmember, a shifter, a drive shaft, a bell housing, a clutch, and a 410 in the diff. The Ben Calamar, you don't need shit. No one is loyal nowadays. Can I be frank? I kind of expect it because this is the internet. I don't say they're ops like they're enemies, but you don't hear me talk about Palm Beach Dino at all on this podcast, right? Or this live stream, right? You don't hear me talking in detail about anything. Why? Because I know too much. I know way too fucking much. I stay quiet. I have no axe to grind there because it'd be a really sharp axe if I started grinding, but there's no reason to. Why? Why am I going to go out of my way to do that? I just know he's an op. I don't fucks with him. That's it. But when y'all, and you guys know that intimately, the Amory knows that. I've made it very clear. I don't fucks with them. So when you go out there playing footsies on his shit, nothing wrong with that. I'm not going to prevent you. My guys saw you and went, bro, watch this, 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 and this. Okay, gotcha. Say less. What up, man? Coming from a 13 fluid turbo boss is Matt Francis. Now I have my dad's 24 GT500. I want to do cams. Any feedback on LNM NSRs? LNM NSRs, in my opinion, Matt Francis, is the only cam to ever get on a GT500 and still, and like under 1100 horsepower. Like 1100 fucking horsepower. Like the only way you get a better cam is if you completely reconfigure the motor. Rods, pistons, different compression, ported heads, all the bullshit. And then you get a custom set of cams to meet your goals and totally have the key grounded down to within an inch of its fucking life and hope that the bolt retaining it keeps it in place. Clown shit. LNM NSRs, drop them in and you're good. Peter Chow says, I subscribe to you because you're funny and articulate. Your explanation on things are sound and based on engineering principles. Someone asked me today about my wheel and tire combo on my Fairmont. Why don't you just get a big lip on the wheel and this and this and that? You know, like a 15 by 12 with a 4.5 inch backspace. The smaller the number, the bigger the lip. This is why I don't subscribe to big lip combos. On street cars, radial load. Radial load. Does anyone know what radial load? Craig Bilt. What info are you getting over there that you're not getting over here? Go. Tell me what revelation, tell me what absolute mind-blowing revelation happened over there that you didn't already hear it here. So a radial load on a deep dish car. See, this is funny to me. You want to hear something funny to me? People in the same breath will look at a low number offset truck with American Force wheels, with its wheels sticking way out of the wheel well, and go, look at that fucking dumbass. His fucking bearings are going to get wiped out real fast because the amount of stick out he has on that wheel when it comes to the bearing and the mounting flange, the wheel's way out here. So you're going to put a lot of radial load on that bearing. And in the same breath goes, oh my God, I want all the dish on my fucking drag car that I drive on the street often. Well, it's literally that, except you're just covered by a fender or a quarter panel where the trucks have it sticking out. It's the same thought process. Small, small number offset, a lot of dish sticking out, high radial load on the bearing. Fuck out of here. I spoke to Ben Callum on IG today, but I don't know if he's on there or not. Where are those deposits? Oh, stop. Stop. Oh my God, bro. Where the fuck have you been? Where the fuck have you been? Oh my Lord. How can I get in contact with Ben? Does he got a website with an email? Yes, calumertransmission.com. Alex, can we get the GT350 build series at some point? Nah, not that important. Carlito, it wasn't even turned on. Bro, these cats are coming in out of the bag. Exactly. Laugh myself. I see what you did there. What's your opinion on CG Fabrication? I think they make good stuff, and I was going to look at their single turbo hot side stuff for the Fairmont. That's why 12-inch wheels have a 6-inch backspace. Nitrous and bias ply, go ask PBD. What happened with nitrous and bias ply? Did someone else self-snitch? Alex, I can build my own data log list for Lund Racing, engage, lose life, and get connected to the vehicle. No. But why did someone say something about you Why did it say some? Did you self snitch? Alex, I upgraded to a new 4 triple hat 285s. Would you run a hop switch or trigger a jump wire to run all three? No, maniac. I would do 2 constant, third on a Hobbs. I would never run 3 constant. That's crazy to me. The double agent's loyalty did not survive the test. Oh, shit. Military tech coming in hard. Milready? I don't know what he's saying. Millwright? I think he said Millwright. 26GGC said, oh, shit. I lost the chat. Talk about something and shout it in the mic, yelling something in Spanish. Why would you get info if they were to lie about the 24 Whipple kits? Why wouldn't they lie about everything else? My man. My man. Imagine you get the same info here and you go over there and hear the exact same thing with more uhs and ums. Watching, motherfuckers. Savage Lentega says, Alex, what is the best way to remove cats? I'm not gonna sit here, even though this isn't a Lund affiliated thing. I'm not gonna sit here and tell you how to defeat emissions. Look at what Derek Barron did. Didn't Derek Barron post on Instagram that someone, let me see. I gotta see this. Because this is the mind-blowing thing to me. Derek, let me look up his Instagram shit. Derek Barron Productions. 44,000 followers. Good for him. Okay. So this is my favorite. Derek Barron shows who sent it to him, right? Who sent it to him? Shows a kit without cats. I mean, you want to talk about ridiculous. Who sent it to him? Right here. Boop. And no cats. I mean, what are we doing? What are we doing? Okay, fine. There is no awareness. There's no awareness of anything. There's just like this blind, put it on the ground, take a picture, I'm sponsored. And then he tags, oh my Lord. Now you understand why I don't fucks with anybody. That's what I mean. How can I teach these kids? I can't teach these kids anything. And he don't fuck for free. Crazy. One of my buddies that was tuned by Zapato Maker. thank you so much for making me laugh. His car wasn't turning on well in a cold start and told him that it was the tune. He got mad at me and texted Zapato Maker and got a revision. Even sometimes I don't agree with you outside of the Mustang world. Mustang things, I just listen and apply it to what you say. It says Harley Gonzalez is very, very Portuguese name. Vincent Meralda says, body man painter, not body painter. Got it, Savage. You should ask LMR. Raymond says, that's why I don't fuck with them fools over there at the three-letter company. Hey, what are you going to do? Not all we need is a Mopar guard with good information, and we have the Holy Trinity. Alex with Coyote stuff, Bledsoe with LS and LT. You need a Mopar guy. And who is the Mopar guy? Who's the go-to Mopar guy? What's his name? Rip-a-tuned? I guess, but I don't know. EPA is knocking on someone's door. Bro, it's like the two other people in the chat self-snitching. He claimed it was high-flow cats. Well, let me see the high-flow cat. Let me see. So this is the O2 sensor goes here. This flange couples to this flange. Oh, sorry. Do. Okay, let's see about this high flow cat. This flange couples to this flange, right? This fucking shit goes in there somewhere, and these are resonators. Where's the cat? The cat should be somewhere between here and here. Guess what I don't see anywhere between here and here? A fucking cat! Stop it. Stop it. Everyone's a goofball. This industry is full of goofballs. Demonology? Demonology? I said nothing against him. Technical data. Stop it. Just loaded my 93, turned on my 500. Worst surge I've ever experienced. Understand the Bama hate now. They can't get it dialed in to save their life. Then why are you? I'm not even going to ask. The only way to both can retain the cam gear is if it's tapered. And if it ain't tapered, it needs to be keyed. I'm a miner. M-I-N-E-R. If I'd never seen this shit in my career, says Master J. Chris Bailey from Mopar. He was the one that was saying that he's got shit for GTRs. Bro, no offense. You and I both know. Mustangs don't got shit for GTRs, especially on rolls. No, Alex, you don't understand. The cars are inside. The cats are inside the header. Totally new design. No cat, no cap. Them cats is dead, fool. Alex, the lawyer for the EPA right now, might as well be. That's why I don't fucks with anybody. So high flow cats, so high flow that they don't exist. Alex, hi, Alex. What's your opinion on RPG engines for building? Have you ever heard me say anything about RPG engines on this chat? Yes or no? And again, nothing against them. Have you ever heard me say anything about that? Who is this? Don't see anything instruction about lapping discs. Oh, okay. Uncle Tony from Mopar Stuff. Got it. High Flow Cats. Are the High Flow Cats in his room right now? I can't really speak English or Spanish. EPA gonna make Derek fuck for free. I don't think they are owned by blah, blah, blah. Could send out parts that are... I'm not even saying those words because I don't want to get anyone in trouble, but I sure as fuck will put them up there. Imagine one of your influencers gets it, lays it out, tags you in it. And you'll say, what the fuck are you doing? Stop that. Take that picture down. If you have a Gen 3, your cats will blow out stock on 85. Tune cheap ass material. FFRE for the win. Tuna Dodge with a blick on your side. Finally caught alive. FFRE or the Illuminator. Exactly. I've always said, if you want to be under 1100, any Coyote, Illuminator, OEM quality, made by Ford, assembled by Performance Assembly Solutions, rods, pistons, 12-to-1 compression, manly, good to go. Right? You want to get really after it and shoot for 1500 up? FFRE. Isakawa body. FFRE or Illuminator, exactly. Illuminator or FFRE, thank you. See, you guys listen. And you know what's going to happen? One of these guys, Craig Bill or Mendoza is going to go to the other guy's podcast. Hey, what do you think about these motors? And they say, oh, they're fucking great. Oh, see, Alex doesn't know shit. Okay. Gotcha. I don't know what's happening. Derek's married, though. He doesn't get... No, look, I'm not going to talk anything about his wife. No personal digs here. We don't do that shit here. He's a good guy. He's a good guy. They're just short-sighted nature of the influencing game. I'll give an example. So, I'm quote-unquote a tuner. And I worked at VMP. And they gave me a supercharger kit to... install. Cool. Had it for 2 years, 3 years, repped it. I think I did well. I don't owe them more. Then I started working for them. Then I wanted to see if I could make more power. Because now I'm a tuner, right? I'm not a sales guy. I'm not an influencer. So I take the Twin 67 out and I put a Ford Racing monoblade on it. And I tuned it. And I tuned it well. And it made 12 more horsepower to the rear wheel on a dyno. And I posted about it. Wouldn't you know, the next day they're like, hey, we don't really appreciate you showcasing that. Showcasing what? That a big monoblade can be tuned by us? Or would you rather me tell them that the Twin 67 makes the same power as a monoblade and lie to them? What's better? A lie or a straight up honest look? The Twin 67 drives great, but if you want a little more oomph, this monoblade is going to be badass. Guess what they now make. Monoblades. Fuck everything about this industry. You guys out there trying to fool my deal, but you got to have a dyno in seventh gear. If you dyno in seventh gear, you're the dumbest son of a bitch on the planet. You're going to hurt the transmission. You're going to put strain on the clutches that doesn't belong there. And you're going to lessen the lifespan of the 10R80. But it shows the most power.
Dyno it in eighth. Hey, asshole. Why don't you just take your own advice, dickhead, and dyno it in eighth, dumb motherfucker. Well, no, that's stupid. Why is it stupid? Seventh is 1-1. Clutch is too small.
But you don't care because you want to see that dyno number. Dyno it in 10th, bro. 350 miles an hour, 900 horsepower. You guys are so fucking stupid if you believe these guys telling you to dyno it in 7th to show the real power number. To lessen the life of your transmission by, I don't know, 50,000 miles. Just to show a dyno number. Go to the track. See what it does for a trap. Weigh the car. Do the calculation. Then you figure out your rear wheel horsepower. No, I gotta dyno it in 7th to get the proper number. You are a dumb son of a bitch if you listened to that and believed it. The dumbest son of a bitch. Yes, and then decel it all the way back to fucking idle. Go ahead, do a pull in 7th. And then just let off the gas. Blue smoke. But I thought Texas Beat Coyotes are the best thing sliced bread. Texas Beat Coyotes are, bro. Texas Beat makes discount stuff. Like discount stuff. Someone said ops on the live. Oh, yeah. I got that one. Woo, everybody's going back. Woo, if you were on that fucking live stream and you are on this channel, boy, the Amory is going retroactive and you can't delete it. You can't delete it, kiddo. Fuck it. Dyno in reverse. Just stopping by to give a like and make sure y'all know that Patreon is the best $15 a month you'll spend for support. Thank you so much. I really, really appreciate that. EPA says the parts pusher told us to dyno in 7th though. It says in the manual not to dyno in 7th. Ford tells you not to dyno in 7th. 7th gear is too small. It's too small of a clutch pack. And you've shoved 700 pound-feet of torque or 600 pound-feet of torque and 700 horsepower through it. You will stress out that clutch pack. You will lessen the life of the transmission. You are a stupid motherfucker if you listen to anybody that dynos it in 7th. Anybody that dynos it in 7th and tells you to dyno it in 7th is a stupid ass motherfucker. You don't see Lund to do it, say, a pull in 7th on the street for data logging. Right, I say 4th or 3rd. Look, it went through the map frequency. Okay, take it to the track now. Stupid motherfuckers. Is Kylon 302 bending the knee? No. Kylon's good. I don't know. Patreon got ops up in there. They do. And I'll take their money. But if I see, there are people on my Patreon that are there to, they have a business, right? And they want to spread the business because, let's be honest, that's a private forum. That's not a public forum. That's a private forum that is a paid forum. So now I am the only admin. I'm the only person in charge of it. I'm the only one controlling the small chat rooms that are there. So if in there you're trying to get business and you get business and you're trying to get value for $15, I'm not stopping you. I'm not stopping you from spamming the chat. As a matter of fact, there is a chat. Let's see it. Patreon. By the way, I have a contest on there too. Let me see. Chat community. It might be slow because Patreon is not really a fast running site. But I have chats that says introduce your business. Say, spam your shit. Photoshop contest. Talking shit. Chat's not available. New stick chip injector. Supercharged 19. Plug your business. Look at right here. Look at this. Watch. This is on Patreon. $15 a month. Right here. I have a thing that says, plug your business. And everyone that's in here has an opportunity to plug their business. Have a business you want to promote? Go ahead and post what you do. Business you offer and see if we can network. And then Mandip, Kona Blue, Andrew N, Oh My God Cookies, EPA, Erection Green, Ernie M, James Pritchard, Tristan Mazzone, Phoenix NFA, Johnny Trans a couple times, Alex Salazar, Alex Bentley, 313 Mike M, Dylan, Josh Parker from Parker Performance. Look at the fucking paragraph he put down, right? He's friends with Kelly Aiken. He is buddy-buddy with Kelly Aiken, but he hasn't gone in there and done dumping sideways. Look at that. Austin Maynard promoting his OnlyFans. Rudy Oliva. Elias S550. But I also have a Photoshop contest. So remember the hat? Remember the hat that the guy had on that had a... So anyway, this was an O2 extension that we got from a customer right here. And we're like, oh yeah, that's not going to work. If you have an O2 extension like that, the O2 signal is never going to be proper. And I Photoshopped a dog humping it, right? But you guys got really good with it. I'm not even going to show this one. You obviously know what that is. I'm not going to show you the rest because I don't want YouTube being weird like that. But let me skip that one. Oh, shit. Yeah. So whoever wins this caption contest is going to get a shirt. So I'll decide the winner. So Bondo Bird's in there. Bryson Witt. They put the little O2 extension. Oh, shit. I'm not showing it. Shit, I'm sorry. Here we go. Back up to the top. So, you know, someone's put an actual dick on there. A horse. Homeboy sucking off stuff. Turvy. You know, someone said, did Lund tricky PBD Ortiz meme with the little O2 extension. This is my favorite. EPA put in the Caltrack hat with the two extensions on there. And then Meek and all this stuff. So it's a bunch of fun in there, guys. So if you're in there, right, and you're reporting back to the ops what we're doing in there, I'm not going to get mad. I'm just going to get rid of your membership and say, okay, you know, you're out there doing op shit. I can't afford both members Patreon, so I choose Patreon. Gotcha. No such here, says David Hale, but I see members here and ops channels asking questions. Alex already answered. Right. What they're doing is this. They're saying, well, I heard it on Alex's channel. Let me verify it through a guy that doesn't know as much as Alex. Oh, he said the same thing. Shit, it must be right. Okay. How dare you show that raised throttle body makes more power than a smaller throttle body with an okay throttle manners, Alex. It's just not fair to do that. Right. As a tuner, I showed that VMP can tune a mono blade and make more power. And all of a sudden, I'm an asshole because I put it up against a Twin 67. Cody Lopez says, just want to say thank you for the knowledge you always provide. Learning so much from you for over a year. Thank you so much. The Diddy O2 extension, exactly. Alex, can I get a 7th gear leave tune for the drag strip this weekend? Dyno it in 7th, guys. Dyno it in 7th. Have a ball. Have a ball. So when you get off the dyno and you drive around and you're like, this thing, after the dyno session, it drives a little weird. It drives a little weird. Come join the fun, says Bryson. Thanks. Says I almost had you, Dick James, and motherfuckers can't resist the cheese. Bro, it is so easy for people to self-snitch. And I don't understand why they need verification for something I'm saying. I'm not selling anything. You don't hear me here. You don't hear me on this chat giving promo codes to Lund Tuning. I give away their hats. I give away their shirts. I give away stuff. I ask you guys to buy it if you want to buy it. But this isn't a... Even Lund Racing doesn't sponsor the channel. The people, PMAS, DNA, Parts Farm, 2 Auto, Bellac, Calamar, and MFP, they all pay a monthly nut to have their banner up there, or they provide parts and services. That's how it works. Lund doesn't affiliate itself with this channel because when I say something off the res, they can go, ain't our shit. You got an issue with Alex? Take it up with Alex. LOL, do you listen to the news? Don't worry about me. I tune my own vehicles. Okay. We know Tony Full Bolton is in this bitch with a different name. Oh, bro, I guarantee it. I guarantee that one. I only double dip here, YouTube member and Patreon member. Thank you, Conor Blue. I appreciate that very much. I doubled, but I just wanted to check if my lash adjusters were fully stuck open. If you know, you know. Dyno in 7th and 10th, 10R goes, I shit my pants. So there was another time where, oh, fuck, I'll just say it. When Lethal had the black 18 on the dyno, they put a Whipple on it. and they made a hit in seventh gear and it made less power, or it made the same power. And they were confused by that. Why? The run took so fucking long, the trans got so hot, and it started to either pull timing or enable some torque reduction stuff. It was not happy. When the transmission starts to slip, the car has logic to have it protect itself. So if, let's just say, the seventh gear clamping force is not enough to allow 700, 800, 900 horsepower and 600-700 pound-feet of torque through it, it'll do something to protect itself. Or if it does nothing to protect itself, it will absolutely smoke the clutch. And then when you're driving it one day, chilling, cruising and all that stuff, all of a sudden the thing starts driving weird and that seventh gear dyno pull is going to come back to haunt you one day. Bet me. Mendoza's, look, I'll read your comment, but I said what I said. You want to go and get what I say verified by someone who, let's just say, doesn't have the best reputation, personally caused me issues back in 2015 with my employer, right? That was a snowball effect of all snowball effects. If you want to go over there and verify what I've been saying forever through a unreliable source, by all means, but understand, I'm not really going to trust you or anything. So he says, I guess it was a mistake going on the other podcast for a few questions. I know I've never said anything negative about you engaging beef, but I guess my mistake. It's not about that. It's like, why would you do it at all? Like, basically, if you're asking someone else who has a lesser reputation than I do, something that I told you or answered, that means you don't believe what I got to say. So why the fuck are you here at all? Like, at all? I get it. You're trying to be in with multiple people because you want to be on this chat, be on that chat. You want to be on all the Ford guys' chats. That's fine. Nothing wrong with that. Someone like me notices. The Amory notices. Tony Fubalton has no neck. You told me you love me, says Sean Mr. Voodoo. The trans on the dyno going, what the fuck? First, seventh, third, fifth, sixth, second. I'm not stating my opinion. I'm just stating my opinion. What's he talking about? Nitrous and bias play. Did you self-snitch again? Can I be frank? Says, I think part of it is laziness. I learned by reading car magazines from cover to cover. Same here. All my Fox Body knowledge was from Muscle Mustangs and Fast Forge. All my Coyote knowledge is from doing it. I'm the source. Not the only source, but I am one of the sources of knowledge of this whole fucking platform. Oh, well, what about Brad LaSala and them? Okay, he knows Gen 1 stuff. Right? That's his bread and butter. He's had one race car, and that's what he knows. But when it comes to multiple platforms, multiple setups, how-tos, how to reach your goals, what mods to make, what tuning changes to make, what to look out for in tuning, how to read a data log, how the timing curve is set up, how the math curve is set up, how the tune is scaled. I am one of the guys that magazines would come to figure that out. Whether it's an online magazine, whether it's a podcast, whether it's a paperback situation or, you know, hardcover shit. So I learned Fox Body stuff from magazines, Coyote stuff, by becoming the Coyote person or one of the Coyote people that has owned every platform except Gen 4 and GT500, because I don't give two shits about those. Weird. It's weird that people don't look back at my chops and take it more seriously. Name anyone ever in any capacity in all of the tuning circles or shops that have had the following vehicles. Gen 1 manual auto. Gen 2 auto. I had access to Gen 3 manual at VMP. I was at Gen 2 at VMP manual. Gen 3 stick. Gen 3 F-150, 14 GT500. Go ahead. Look it up. Wiki, second opinion. You just used it, though. Best place to get Viking suspension parts. Their website is a pain to navigate. UPR, DNA High Performance. Like DNA High Performance. Like DNA High Performance. Come on. Let me see if they have it. DNA High Performance. He asked the website. And there's one of our sponsors right there, sitting there. Let me see if they didn't have performers. I'll just type in Viking on your search. And if you don't see it there, then... Oh, look. Oh, Viking shocks. Shocks. Why do you guys have FF Fox? You just have everything up there. This is like off-road shit. Hey, DNA, do you have like every part known to man on the website? Fucking shocked. Fucking shocked. I mean, I'm gonna look up bread on your website. Just hit up DNA Hat Performance on Instagram if you don't see it on their website. That's who you want to get it from, okay? DNA Hat Performance, DNA Hat Performance, DNA Hat Performance. Or suspension companies, whatever. Oh, shit. Alex, do you have a promo code for Calamar or DNA? Unfortunately, I do not. Oh, YDBT at checkout. Joey G, YDBT, DNA. Blue says, Blue99 says, Orale Holmes, I'm at the gym getting punchado while listening to the stream. What? Getting punchado. Once you're in the Emery, there's no going back. Yeah, once you're jumped in, you got to get jumped out. Gen 4 is junk. Just dino to 10 Dark Horse. Makes about 20 horsepower less than the Gen 3. Throwing a Whipple on stage 2 on it. Customer thinks he's going to make 750 to 800 horsepower on 93. I laughed. Throw a stage 2 on it. 3.7 pulley. Wide open throttle. It's going to make 680 to 700. The knock sensors are going to go, fuck you. Catalyst over temp is going to be 0.68. Timing's going to be at 16. Then you're going to splash octane booster in it, and it's going to jump in timing about 3 degrees. 3 degrees at that power, 14 pounds of boost or whatever, it's probably going to make 50, 60 more horse. 760, 750.
That's exactly what every asshole is making with its stage 2.
I don't mess with living room or the moon FTP. Gotcha. I feel like he laughed because he revalved the Shikings, the Vikings. DNA carries bread, just... not wonder because of loyalty. Nardi says, wait, I thought Vikings were made by Caltrack, just like all those parts he created after he left BMR. No bigger joke of a sales. Imagine not making anything and saying you're like the best at something. Jacob Power by the Hour makes the bracket kits for his Coyote swaps. Jacob Power by the Hour builds the best 6R80s on the planet, period. Jacob Power by the Hour has blower drive kits for Roush, Whipple, Gen 3 rear feed TVSs. He configures motors whichever way you want. He makes Gen 1, Gen 2, Gen 3 swap cold air kits. Makes them. Doesn't buy them, puts different oil in them, and resells them. Makes, manufactures, and sells it. Okay? Transmission coolers. Lines, adapters, cool little trinkets, bracketry that just makes swaps super easy. So when someone else puts a name on a already existing part, modifies it a little bit and calls it their own, laughable. Laughable. Alex got an 82 millimeter pulley on the car and it's hauling. Dude, 82 millimeter pulley Nixon Tarpia on a Gen 3 is close to 800 or 820 rear wheel horsepower. Crazy. That's a lot of power on that car. Emery's out for blood out. Army is blood in, blood out. Hey, Alex, I built an SF50 Gran Turismo and got gapped by everyone else. Can you teach me how to tune it so I won't get gapped anymore? These damn Stanley Cups everywhere everyone has. I feel like Alex's car wash bucket in the cup holder video when I moved the customer's car today. I've said it before and I'll say it again. Motion for Narni Mikado to become a moderator. Put a thumbs up in the chat if you want Nardi Mercado, who goes on Facebook. Can I make him a moderator? I don't think I can make you a moderator. Let me see. Nardi Mercado. Nardi. How do I make you a moderator? See, the problem is the window to make you a moderator and stuff just disappeared. It's so weird. It doesn't pop up properly. Damn, it doesn't pop up. I don't know why. Hey, Bryson or JD. Can any of you right-click or click on Nardi Mercado's thing and make him a moderator? Yes or no? See if the option comes up for you. They're putting ones and thumbs up. Yeah, let's make Nardi Mercado a moderator. And if Bryson Witt or JD Swag or Matt2011GT, and he thinks I think we have Max Mods. Oh, yeah, because I have YouTube Corrupt and Free Speech, who's not here often, Matt2011GT, JD Swag, and Bryson Witt as a mod. So, I might take one away because YouTube Corrupt is not here often. So, I'm going to hit up YouTube Corrupt and Free Speech and say, hey, is it okay if I make Nardi Mercado a moderator? Because he's here all the time and he goes on Facebook. He goes on Facebook. And defends, goes to war. He goes to the mattresses for the dude. He's like, fuck you, fuck this. He goes in, makes memes, makes fucking Photoshop shit. I'm like, oh, you can only dream of defenders like that. You can only dream. And I'm going to do something special for the mods soon. Don't worry. You guys are going to get taken care of. I appreciate you guys very much. We also have SK Performance Jeff. Yeah, he's not here. I don't know. I'm going to have to, okay. Let me make a note. I'm going to see what I can do to make Nardi a moderator soon. Probably not today after this chat. My head hurts and I just go to sleep. So Nardi mod. Do that so I can remember. And then we make him a mod because he's here all the time. He's outside. Why can't they just advertise 24 Whipple kit as 800 horsepower capable? They do Monty 540, but they get greedy. I have this feeling the people at Whipple get greedy. And their dealers get greedy because what you're doing is false advertising. Legitimate, 100% false advertising. You are telling people your Stage 2 kit is 800 horsepower capable without telling them that it has to be on race gas or high octane. And if you do tell them, then what does that do for your Carbio stuff? And if your Stage 2 kit is not Carbio certified,
how can it be sold?
I don't like it because it's bullshit. Ford giving access to one company to monopolize the tuning on the 24 Mustang, they're only screwing you, the customer, because the problem is choice. You have none. You are stuck. This platform is now married to Whipple stuff only. And unless you absolutely love Whipple stuff, the 24 Mustang is not an option for you. We can still have YouTube as an OG mod. You're right. He is the OG mod. He says, we did it, boys. We asked SK Jeff. Alex, if you can get rid of KC26 as a mod, see if you can get rid of KC526 as a mod. Get the fuck out of here. Okay, how do I do that? I'm going to do it live. It's not fucking mod. She never gave the kid dome. Psycho. So how do you do that? Adding mod YouTube. How to add a mod on YouTube. How to add YouTube channel stream moderators. Hold on.
Today I'm going to show you.
Oh my God. Just fucking show it. Here's a video going to the upload properly. Make your. Oh my God. So I have to go to. Let me see.
Here you want to scroll through all the from here you want to scroll through all the thousands of tabs and press on settings down here.
Settings. Okay. Hold, let me go to YouTube. Hold on, I'm gonna do it right now. We're gonna do it live. Fuck it, we'll do it live. We'll get Nardi on live. Fuck it, we'll do it live.
Do it live. I'll write it and we'll do it live. Fucking thing sucks.
Where is, dude? I don't have it. So, settings. Okay. What the fuck? Let me see.
When you press on settings, you should come to YouTube's settings page.
Community. Okay. Community. Where the fuck? You know, the problem with YouTube is they change so much shit so often that I hate when they fucking do that. Just leave it the same forever. Oh, they're updating something. No, they're not. They're fucking it. Settings, notifications, account, connected apps, billing. I'm going to have to get you eyes on the screen because I can't see shit. No one in the chat. Connected apps, privacy, downloads, playback, notifications, account. It doesn't say anything about fucking community. Let me listen to the rest of this fucking dweeb shit.
Click on the tab or section called community. When you are over here,
it's not there. This is what I see. Okay, this is what I see when I go to the settings tab. connected apps, privacy downloads, playback, notifications, billings and payments, purchases and memberships. Let me get rid of that so you guys don't see any money shit coming up. Purchases and memberships. Nope. Oh, yeah, I got to get rid of that. How do I get rid of that? How do I get rid of that shit? Yeah, I'm going to get rid of that. Yeah, oh, I didn't want to show you that live because that's super weird. So it doesn't show community. Fuck, this sucks. Google account viewer change. No, no. Change status. Change status and features. Add or manage your channel. Nope. God damn it. I'll do it offline. This is so stupid. It should be fucking easy. But no, it's never fucking easy. YouTube Studio, Alex. I'm there. Dude, I'm there. I'm on YouTube Studio. It's fucking stupid. Ugh. Comments. Settings. Okay. Okay. Here we go. Community. There we go. Thank you. Here we go. Dude, okay, so I'll show you guys what's happening here. So these are the mods right here. Okay? SK Jeff, Bryson Witt, YouTube Corrupt and our Free Speech, Matt2011GT, and JD Swag. So, who do we let go? Okay, let's put it up to a vote. Oh, wait, here we go. Start a poll. Who do we let go? Actually, you know what? It's SK Jeff. I love him, but he's never here, right? Like, he's never here. If I try to add, let me see. So what is it? Nardi Mercado? Shit, let me see. What's Nardi Mercado, where are you? What's your name here? Nardi Mercado. Okay, so try to add Nardi. Mercado. Ah, is that him? Let me see. See, I don't know which one it is. It was Nardi Mercado. I want to see his, fuck you. Oh, here we go. Oh, yeah, there you are. Okay, cool. That's you. So, here we go. And save. Oh, it says approved users. So why can't I add Nardi Mercado? Nardi Mercado. Here we go. Save. All right, Nardi. We'll see if you can now be a mod. We'll see. We'll see if it refresh your page or something. We'll see if you're a mod now. SK Jeff is MIA. Yeah, he's just been gone. He's the one that shows up the least. Try adding that first if possible. Yeah, okay. So see if Nardi refresh your shit and see if he pops up. See if he pops up. Y'all vote for me or JD. You're a hoe. No, I would never do that. Now he's a mod. Is he a mod? I can't tell. If I refresh, it blows everything up. Wasn't KC526 fat as fuck? So you want to hear a story on KC526? I'll tell you a story about KC526. So those of you that remember KC526, she was a girl that was always on the chat. And her profile photo looked phenomenal. And you were like, she's a cute blonde girl, blue eyes, super light skin. And we connected and we talked on the phone and stuff. And she sounded great. You know, she worked for like a pharmaceutical situation. She's up in Jersey or whatever. And she never changed her last name, which is kind of weird because she used to be married or whatever. So I'm like, hey, I'm kind of investing a lot of time in you. So can you like at least show me your face? And one time I got a Instagram video request. And I'm like, I never get that. No bitches hit me up on Instagram at all. And I saw a girl that looked pretty big. And I'm like, Casey? She goes, yeah. And I was like, and she had a hat on, she had her hair in her face, and I'm like, dude, she was at least 40 pounds heavier than the photo dictated. Look at that. Nardi Mercado is a mod. Nice to have you. You're not a member either, but that's okay. You are a defender. I am very fair. I appreciate you being loyal to the Amory. Congratulations, Mr. Nardi Mercado. All right, guys, I'm going to get the fuck out of here. Today we talked about choices or lack of choices that is happening with the 24 Mustang. And then it's making people go back to older platforms. And unfortunately, some of the older platforms are also swaps, and the swaps are becoming pretty awful. So we really need to understand that you have to dial in your swap. your swap mentality, your swap game. It can't be just some hodgepodge piece of shit. Or just buy a 23 and under Mustang and forget the whole 24 regime until it becomes tunable. Then ESS, Pro Charger, turbo kits, and everything will become available. Then the sales will really take off on the 24 Mustang. But if you're a Whipple fan and you want to make 800 horsepower on 93 octane on 14 PSI through a stock 10R and dyno it in 7th from guys who literally get punched in the face and bleed gravy, go for it. All you, I'm good on that. Vaya con Dios. I'm out of here. I'll see you guys on Sunday for Peasant Chat. I won't release the names, EPA. Actually, no, I won't release the names. I have a list. We'll keep eyes on them. I'll make sure that they don't do any weird stuff. Just throwing a little shot across the bow to understand that I don't know why you would fuck with people that I dislike. Because if I dislike somebody, they have tried to do personal harm to me or professional harm to me. I don't know why the fuck you would go over there and try to double dip and try to verify the shit I've been saying. See you guys later. I'll see you guys on Sunday for Peasant Chat at night. See you later. Bye.